For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Soto's going back to the wall. It is gone! Into the Mets bullpen! It's a 3-run home run. It's 5-4.
That was a big one there. Now, got to continue.
Swing and a miss. Two outs. 0-2. Swing and a miss. And the ball game is over.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn back behind the glass. A lot to get into today. We're 2 days away from the NFL draft. We got some big stuff to talk about. When we start, though, Hugh, with the Phillies, who go to New York last night, and it felt like deja vu. It was like October all over again, where the Phillies go to Citi Field, Lindor's hitting home runs left and right, the bullpen stinks, and the at-bats late. Not good enough. That was a bit of a spirited comeback to get the 4 runs in the ninth inning. But when you're down 5-0, you're pretty much dead. The Harper at-bat stunk. The Turner at-bat stunk. Hugh, good morning. Phillies lose 5-4 in the opener against the Mets.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen, don't get sick trying to rush summer. Because I saw a lot of folks this morning out. They had their little crop tops on, little halter tops.
It's kind of warm today.
Yeah, but it's still, we ain't there yet. But we on our way.
Yeah,
but I see,
hey,
listen, I know everybody been cooped up. Don't get sick. Be coughing. Because you're trying to rush summer. You had a little outfit. You know how somebody have an outfit laid out, their first summer outfit?
They're ready to go.
And they get that first. There's something that said, oh, I'm about to kill them today with this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't get sick. Don't get sick.
Take care of yourself, says Dr. Douglas. Well, the Phillies try to take care of themselves with a victory last night. Did not work. They lose 5-4. All right, there's a lot to unpack. 215-592-9494. But bottom line is, to start off today, I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated with this Phillies team because it's a few weeks of just not very good baseball. I don't know how else to say it. They were 5-1 after the first two series of the year against a couple tomato cans in the Nationals and the Rockies. 5-1. What's their record since then? Is it 9-9 since then? I mean, they're about a 500 team.
It's math.
Whatever it is, whatever the numbers are, they're about a 500 team. I think they're 8-9. 8-9 is the actual number. Their last 17 games since the Rockies left here. And Hugh, last night I felt like I was watching October 2024 all over again, where the Mets just looked like they were better than them. And they took it to them. Lindor had a couple home runs. Look, Aaron Nola was not good again last night, but he did. I'll give him a little bit of credit last
back.
Night. He battled. He was lucky the Soto home run was foul, but he battled back.
Man, that one right there.
Woo! I know.
You're talking about dodging a
bullet.
Well,
oh, my goodness.
It's still, they got it back.
Yeah.
But. Boy, they had both of the. Ooh.
I know. Look, not good by Nola, but not horrendous. He battled. He stayed in it. They probably kept him in there too long because the bullpen's short anyway. Then you get the offense, which stunk for 8 innings. I mean, they couldn't touch McGill for the whole time he was in there. McGill, the pitcher for the Mets.
No, I mean, I know that they kind of tricked Kyle a little bit.
Well, of course, because he's not special.
No, he wasn't, but he looked special last night.
Well, you face the Phillies offense, sometimes you look special. And then late, look, that was a good comeback they had on on Diaz in the ninth inning and the reliever before him. But when you're down 5-0 because the bullpen allows more runs with the home run off of Ruiz, it's tough to come back. And I got to tell you, after the at-bat, after the home run by Stott, I was like, oh boy, we're going to have something special here? And then Turner and Harper just had a couple bad at-bats. Hugh, I'm frustrated with the Phils right now. Tough first loss against the Mets. And really what's getting me is the pitching, Nola, and the bullpen, because the bullpen's job when you're leading is to hold it down, right? But the bullpen also has a big job when you're losing by a couple runs. They got to keep it.
Yeah, they got to hold fort. They got to hold serve.
So last night when Ruiz came in and gave up the home run to Lindor, effectively the game was over at 5-0. I know they came back and they made it 5-4. If they had a better bullpen, maybe they come in, they get Lindor out, and it's still 2-0. They might have won that game. There's a lot of stuff right now that's frustrating. 215-592-9494. Hugh, what's hitting you as the Phillies lose 5-4 in the opener at Citi Field?
I'm going to say it like this, Joe. Timely hitting. Timely hitting was what got it for me. Tyler McGill looked like Kyle Quantrill out there. I know Kyle hates when I do that, but he did. He had one of those nights where I had a chance to listen to Scott. And I keep forgetting my man's
Stock,
name.
Stock. Kevin Stocker.
Stock, yeah. I keep forgetting his name.
What's wrong with you?
No, I keep forgetting his name because it's like I know the LAs and guys like that, Stock. But I just keep forget Scott Stock's name.
And we're off and running.
And they were talking about him because I was at Harper's game last night. By the way, he hit one out. He was trying to hit it out the park. But I was at his game, so I'm listening. And they were talking about this Tyler McGill. Mm-hmm. And Stock says something to the effect that, hey, you know, only way you're going to beat him is if you get him out of there. And I'm thinking to myself, well, hell, how are you going to get him out of there? Because you can't hit him.
10 strikeouts in 5 1/3.
You can't hit him.
Nope.
It was ridiculous. And like I said, I've said this before, man, but Scott is the best in the city, in my opinion, of framing games in a way where you know that you could tell by his voice inflection that it's a long day.
Yep.
It's a long day, and that's what I gather from that. You know, listening to the game, you know, he could see the frustration. Nobody could hit this guy early on. His stuff was electric. And that's the thing that jumped out to me. You know, I know there's a narrative where, you know, you're not chasing as much, which is a good thing.
They are walking more. They're getting on base more.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah,
which is a good thing. But, man, you're not hitting – When there's runners in scoring position or people on base, anything like that, you're not doing any of that. So that, as much as we talk about the pitching and everything, the way Nola worked himself out of that jam that he was in last night, that was a good enough performance to win.
Well, and look, the bullpen didn't pick him up, so his final line looks probably worse than it was. He gave 4 runs because the 2 inherited guys, right? Ruiz came in, gave the 3-run home run. Those were charged to Nola, 2 of those runs.
I got that right last night.
Yeah.
I was close.
Well, you
six,
were,
I said 6 innings.
Well, you said 2. You said 2 or 3 runs.
I said 2 or 3.
It was 4.
Yeah. But I was still in that.
You were close.
Hey, listen, I was in that ballpark, though.
You're not going to start doing a ballpark with your predictions. Nah. That's not how predictions work.
Excuse me. 8-leg parlay here.
I don't care.
Oh, stop.
Plus 450 home runs.
Mr. 8-leg parlay right here.
Enough. All right. 215-592-9494. There's a lot frustrating right now with the Phillies. Again, 8-9 their last 17 games. And they have elements of frustration when you watch them. When you have a bad bullpen, it's frustrating. When you can't get timely hits, it's frustrating as a fan. You're like, this should be better. Let's hear from Topper last night about the starting pitcher, Aaron Nola, who wasn't, I would say, bad, but when you factor in the Soto missed home run and then the one that the inherited runner scored, I think it kind of evened out. I think he earned his line last night, 6 1/3, 4 runs. Let's hear from Topper about Nola.
Go back to Nola, what you think of his velocity and where it was at tonight?
I think it's really more due to the weather. You know, I don't think he gets going in cooler weather. I think he likes it hot.
Is it worth to stay around this? You still feel like he could be successful? At the
well, absolutely, but it won't stay like this. He'll pick it up.
Ruiz's velocity was also down a little bit. Are you concerned about that?
I saw some 95s.
He was averaging like down a tick.
Yeah, well, not really. Again, cold night.
You know what?
I don't care what you saw. I'm telling you what I saw.
Yeah, I love the. Actually, it was not what you said it was, Topper. But can we stop with the weather stuff? He's 0-5 with a 6.5 ERA. I mean, 0-5 with a 6.5 ERA. I don't want to hear about the weather. And I know, you know, Max, who's doing our YouTube and video, he said he was actually at the game last night at Citi Field, and it was windy. I mean, but it wasn't 25 degrees outside.
That dog ain't gonna hunt.
I mean, come on. I mean, like, if Aaron Nola had a bunch of good starts and then he struggled in the wind and cold, I'd say, oh, tough night. Every star, he's been a Philly for a decade. This is the way April weather is in the Northeast. We got to all get over this. So you had that. And then, why Topper run him out there for the seventh? I thought it might have just been six for Nola, but he tried to get him through the seventh. Obviously, it didn't work. Here's Topper on his reasoning for putting Nola back out there in the seventh inning.
Nola got through six, got hit hard a little bit there. What made you want to send him back out for the
seventh? I just could have a little short in time. I thought he was still in good shape.
Was that a flare to Dombrowski? I think we're a little short in the pen. It's April 22nd.
Well, they were tied. That's not an excuse. He used his best guys. Well, it's not because he used his best guys the other night. Mm. That's not the truth.
Well, how about the GM gets him more than three good relief pitchers?
Well, yeah. Well, he only trusts three.
Well, that's how many would you trust? They all give up runs. Sorry.
No, I'm just saying, but that's what it was.
I know. I get it. And he doesn't have enough of a bullpen. 215-592-9494. What's frustrating the most for the Phillies? They dropped the opener in New York. The bullpen's driving me crazy. I didn't even get upset at Nola last night. I thought he was
he
wasn't terrible. I didn't think he was bad. The at-bats late after the comeback stunk. The at-bats early stunk. Kyle, what hits you? What's frustrating you as the Phillies are 8-9 their last 17?
Well, everything's frustrating me. And this team is going to make me sprout some gray hairs in a matter of a week because I don't see anything changing anytime soon. Last night was kind of like a chicken or the egg type thing with the bullpen and the offense. The offense not scoring runs for eight whole innings, and you know that puts the team in position to where if the bullpen cracks a little bit like it has been all season, then you know you got a loss on your hands. The four runs in the ninth, not enough. The bullpen to me at this point, I guess I'm just resigned to the fact that it is what it is until they can do something about it, whether it be at the trade deadline or sooner. You know, if Painter's able to come up, Rangers back, whatever. I don't know what they're going to be able to do there. They're an arm or two short on that side. But I think what the biggest issue for me is, and the thing I'm worried about the most, is got to be the offense. Like the offense, I don't see a move that can be made that can change what they are at this point. They just look like the same. I understand they're walking more and whatever, but they almost feel like they're stuck between approaches from last season and this whatever this new idea was that they went into this season. I don't see it getting any better, and they go through these really bad cold stretches. I mean, throughout innings and innings of games, and it's killing this team. Like they're not really helping out their bullpen at all when they go eight innings and they're not scoring any runs. So I think the biggest worry, at least long term for this team, has got to be the offense. Like this just might be what it is at this point.
Well, there's actually a similarity between the offense and the bullpen. The good ones are good, right? Like Alvarado's good, Hugh, and Strom is good. Kirkering we think is good, although he had a tough day on Sunday. The offense is pretty similar. Like, Kyle Schwarber and Bryce Harper are outstanding offensive players. Turner is supposed to be... He's
up and down.
Yeah, he's up and down.
He's been kind of up and down.
I actually like what I've seen at a Stott in the leadoff spot. It's working out right now. And Castellanos is off to a good start. But look at their hitters 6, 7, 8, 9 last night. Max Kepler's hitting 233, and that's with two hits last night. JT Realmuto is hitting 232 with a 645 OPS. Alec Bohm, if I have to see one more person post about his 8-game hitting streak, I don't care. They're all singles. He is hitting 198 with a 487 OPS. And then Rojas, I mean, he is what he is, right?
Yeah. You don't hear say it, Joe. I'm looking at it, too. Go ahead and say
it. I don't care about his 324 average because he had a good weekend. I'm not expecting much offense out of Rojas. I don't care. Seven, six, seven, eight, nine. There's nothing there.
I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh, don't try to pump up Rojas.
I'm not saying anything.
0-2, and they got him out of the game.
I'm just saying. When you talk about all those other guys, I mean, you know, I mean, it counts for something, don't it?
Yeah.
No.
No, it does not. The bottom line is,
I'm not laughing at y'all because I know, you know, baseball, a little sensitive this morning. I'm not laughing at y'all.
Sensitive.
We just
got beat by the Mets last night.
Yeah, that was bad.
It did.
You know what the bad part about it is?
What?
It's like, it almost felt like, well, listening, because I was listening, you didn't come into the game with any juice. Almost felt like, you know, like against the Dodgers. That felt like, you know what I mean? Okay, we get some get back.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But I thought it would have probably been a little bit more juice for the Mets. I mean, I thought it would be. It didn't feel like that.
It's a huge series. And look, Kyle said it's a lot of what, you know, we've been noticing for a while. Watching the game last night, it felt like last October. They're better. I mean, I don't have to say it. Like, they just look like a better team.
The Mets might own this team, which is a problem.
And I hate the Mets. It's frustrating.
You're telling me. I mean, but the Harper and Turner at bats last night in that spot.
Where,
I mean, What the hell was that?
And Diaz is the kind of guy where sometimes he'll go bad, and they kind of had him on the ropes. I mean, you know, Stott at the home run. I've seen Diaz have a bad outing where he gives up two home runs, and Turner and Harper just gave those at-bats away.
And, like, the approach thing, like, it feels like they reverted back to trying to hit, like, a 40-run home run at the end of the game. When, like, that's the time where you have to go, like, you know, just pass the baton. Both of the guys.
Well, and I'll specifically say this about Harper. That's why Schwarber's behind you, Bryce. If Diaz wants to walk you to put the go-ahead run up in the ninth inning, take the walk. I mean, that felt a little hero ball from Bryce. He was swinging at pitches he should not have been swinging at. 215-592-9494. All right, what's frustrating the most this morning with the Phillies? 8-9 their last 17. They dropped the opener to the Mets. McGill shut him down. The bullpen, once again, is atrocious. And other than the Stott home run and some of those at-bats early in the ninth, really a poor offensive show. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy pick your poison day, man.
Yeah, it feels like that with this team sometimes. Go ahead, Chris.
First of all, welcome back, Kyle. Probably should have stayed away longer, but, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Well, he heard yesterday Hugh making the company man Douglas over here.
I was not being the company man.
You were a problem yesterday.
Kyle actually was scheduled for a few extra days off, but he said, I'm coming back. Yep. Yeah, we had company man Douglas. Company man. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, it's funny you mentioned company man because I think Topper was reading off from excuse making Douglas / company man Douglas's notes with the weather being bad as the reason for the losses. So.
Give y'all perspective. Give folks perspective.
Perspective? We all live in the same area. The weather's the weather. I mean, it's just not. It's not cold.
Somehow that weather doesn't affect Mets players for some reason.
Yeah,
it was 90 degrees and beautiful for them yesterday. Hugh, here's the other thing with Topper. You know, we're on this subject of him. He's just like the listeners and callers. He hears and sees what he wants to see. So, like the pitch, you know, the miles per hour and all that. It's not facts. It's whatever you want it to be. You just
that was crazy. Yeah, that was crazy.
That was wild. There was a report, I believe, for the Inquirer, and she was like, "Well, he actually was hitting this on the gun," and he's like, "Well, no."
I mean, I saw 95.
Yeah, the radar gun is pretty objective. This isn't a subjective thing here, Topper. He's either hitting that mile an hour mark or he's not. Go ahead, Chris.
I mean, maybe he's getting ready for his next stint professional career in sports talk radio where you just have a take and whatever the facts are, you stick to it.
You know what? Maybe if Topper wants to come into WIP, we'll bring him in. Yeah.
So, guys, listen, the offense, I'm not worried about the offense as far as the problem here because the offense is okay. Like, the offense isn't great, but the offense is seventh in the NL in runs scored, we're first in walks, we're sixth in stolen bases, and I thought I heard before the season started that that's what we need to do. We need to work the pitch clock, we need to be count, we need to be patient, we need to play small ball, and now we're playing small ball, and I got people complaining, so I don't know what that's about. The main problem with this team is our bullpen is pure hot garbage. I mean, it is just a cesspool of stench and stink, a lot of it coming from Romano cheese and on through the whole thing. And, you know, on Easter, I'm sitting there and I'm talking at dinner to my wife's cousin, and I'm telling him, well, the two only main pieces they can count on are Kirkland and Strom. And then what happens?
Kirkland.
They choke and give up the game on Sunday. I mean, guys, this bullpen is just flat bad. Like, it's got, you know, it's triggering me back to years ago in, like, 2020 and 2021.
I know. Like, I'm getting flashbacks to when I used to do Final Out. It's going to take years off. There's nothing worse than a bad bullpen. It drains you as a fan. Because that game yesterday, it's not over at 2-0. I mean, if Ruiz doesn't get up the home run, they'd probably win the game.
Yeah, and they were fighting. They were fighting for the most part. They just couldn't get any timely hits.
Yeah.
The worst thing is you have wins within your hands, and it's just snatched away like when Richie Sandwich got taken from the refrigerator at WIP. Like, it's just there and then gone. You know, it's awful. Or like when Hugh lost his sandwich. What was that? Willie Rofe took your sandwich?
No,
Warren Sapp. Willie Rofe took his pride. Yeah, that was different.
Same thing. You get the analogy. Same thing. So, yeah. So, guys, I don't know, man. I'll tune in again tonight, but this bullpen is a pure pain train, man.
That's a good way to put it. Chris, we appreciate it. It is a pain train, the bullpen. I mean, there's two elements to a bad bullpen, Hugh. One, and we know this. This is the obvious one. Like, you're winning the game and you lose it, like Sunday, right? Mm-hmm. That's we all agree that's annoying. I actually think yesterday is more frustrating. When the game is like, you're just down a run or two.
And it's like, it's almost right there, but you can't grasp, you can't grab it.
Because they allow more runs. Yeah. Like, it's going to be really hard to have comeback wins. Even if the offense does show a pulse, if you go from down 2-0 to down 5-0. I mean, like, I'd imagine it's like one out of every 90 times a team is down 5-0, they come back. That's hard. Like, they scored 4 runs in the 9th inning. It didn't even matter.
Yeah, and then, especially when you talk about you were gifted early in the game with the Juan Soto foul ball.
Yes.
Because, boy, that was...
He had stood there and admired that one. I was like, oh.
Man, I was like, yeah. Because I tweeted out, damn. And then when they said it was foul, I was like, okay, now you got a chance.
Yeah.
And normally in situations like that, when things like that happen, you usually rally. Like, didn't feel like the rally came.
Yeah, you get a little reprieve. Yeah. By the way, Philly's bullpen ERA is 5.80 so far this season. It's the second worst in all of baseball. Let's go to Sam in Albuquerque, who's not bothered by the offense or bullpen, but by me. Good morning, Sam.
Hey, good morning, Joe, Hugh, Kyle. Good to speak to you guys.
What's up, Sam?
Am I hearing you actually make excuses for Nola and try and find a silver lining for 2 innings, 2 home runs?
That's
could have
Joe
been
for you.
3 innings, 3 home runs. How do we make excuses for him?
Well, I didn't think I was. I just thought, compared to his other starts, I thought he settled down and gave them some length last night. I didn't think he was horrendous last night, Sam. Did you?
Well, I mean, he was certainly horrendous to start the game, right? The first 3 innings.
Yeah, gave up a couple bombs, and then I thought he settled down. And then I said, by the end, I think his line, 6 1/3, 4 runs, was probably appropriate, right? The inherited runner scored. The Soto home run probably, you know, it was almost a home run. So I think it all evened out. He went 6 1/3, gave 4 runs. Not good, but Sam, my bigger issue last night is the bullpen can't stop anything. Every night they're giving up
100%.
Runs. And the offense, those at-bats after the Stott home run by Turner and Harper, they stunk to end the game.
Yes, 100%. So I have a question.
Yes.
I'm not an expert in baseball, so I need to understand from your perspective, guys, whether it's Nola, whether it's Romano, or anybody else that's out there, what are they seeing in practice that actually makes them think, yes, let's throw Romano out onto the mound again? Are they seeing something that we're not seeing, or is it just when he's in the game, he just completely falls apart? Because I feel like if Romano's in the game, we need to have at least a 5, 6, or 7-run lead. If it's anywhere 3 runs or less, we're going to lose that game.
Sam, I agree with you. It's a good call. I mean, I would guess 2 things, Hugh. One, his track record. The velocity's come back a little bit,
yeah,
with Romano, right? So that also, I just think isn't it human nature? Like, Dave Dombrowski signed this guy 4 months ago and thought, he's my closer. It's probably hard for someone to make a decision and then 4 months later, be like, to admit a mistake this quickly.
I've never played baseball either. I mean, obviously, but I feel like, be quiet, Kyle. Be quiet. I knew it was coming.
Saw the first pitches, man.
No, but I do feel like I know the psyche of the player. And I think the reason why, to answer the caller's question, that they keep rolling him out there is because when you ask him, is he okay, or he's self-aware.
Yeah.
That's the best way that I can describe it. Just like the other day when I was trying to describe to y'all his self-awareness, but y'all called me being a company man.
Well, that's what it is. Yeah.
It's not. It's his self-awareness.
I don't care that he threw hard and he's happy with it.
But it's
the ball's flying over the wall.
And it's also the confidence that you have in yourself that you can correct the mistakes that you've made.
Right. I think I can understand why he's confident. Last caller, Sam, said, why do we think the Phillies are confident putting him out there?
Because they paid him.
Because they don't want to admit their mistake.
And,
yeah.
And
I mean, that's it.
And they what's the thing that Topper always says? The back of his card, he's going to be that eventually.
You ever make a purchase and you kind of deep down instantly know I shouldn't have done this, but you don't want to admit it out loud for a little bit just because it's embarrassing? That's Jordan Romano.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah,
other day.
We all do this.
I did that the other day.
But deep down, you know, like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, make sure, like, if you ever buy, like, I've been on Shein, the site Shein. I bought a sweatsuit, right, the other day.
Oh, I can't wait to see this.
And you won't see
another
it.
Another one?
Why?
No, because it looks like the description was like a, terry cloth. Not like a big-ass grizzly bear.
Oh, you got to wear
it. Put this thing on, man, and it's not tight, but it's snug.
No, the YouTube audience needs to see this.
It got me out here looking like a big-ass brown bear.
Okay. Well, we'll put up a poll. Should Hugh Douglas wear his teddy bear outfit on camera?
No, I'm definitely not wearing that teddy bear.
The votes are going to come in for yes. All right, 215.
And I can't send it back.
Oh, so you're stuck with it?
I'm stuck.
Just wear it here. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. What about the Phillies is bothering the most right now? The pitching, the offense. We'll get back to your phone calls coming up. Hughes Clues as well for a great price. Plus, we'll get to an observation I had while watching these two teams last night. It's something that struck me last year. And every time I watch the Mets and the Phillies, I see the same thing. I can't unsee it. 215-592-9494. Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference between serving a family business and being dedicated to a family business as a family business. The difference between looking at spreadsheets and looking at possibilities. The difference between deposits that go into a vault and deposits that go back into your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The 0-1. Swung on, hit high in the air, deep right center field. Stevenson back. He's out of room. Looks a whole lot like his grand slam last October. This time it's a three-run home run. And it's 5-0 New York.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillette, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This hour on 94 WIP, fueled by Sunoco 94 Octane. If you demand peak performance for your vehicle, then nothing less than Sunoco 94 Octane will do. Shoot your car to 94 only at Sunoco. We'll get to some Eagles draft stuff coming up soon here. As we are, the screen is in front of me, 57 hours away.
57 in the
thing. Feels like a long countdown, but 57 hours away from the start of the 2025 draft. We'll get to a lot of Eagles today. Devin's going to join us at 12 Talks and Phillies. She'll be joining us every week now, talking to Phil's Daily Mock later, you people, everything coming up. But Hugh, it did feel like deja vu watching Lindor hit that home run. Very similar to spot he hit the Grand Slam off Estevez in game four of the NLDS last year. And you know what stinks? I mean, it just, like, I don't know how to say this. The feeling stinks. Every time I watch the Mets and Phillies, I'm jealous.
Why?
Because Lindor is what Turner's supposed to be. $300 million shortstop, one of the stars of the team. Like, I wish Turner played like Lindor. I wish he produced like Lindor. And I actually think Turner's been better this year than in the last couple of years.
It's been a slow burn.
Yeah, and now he hasn't hit a lot yet. He's walked more. He's got on base a little bit more. He's played mostly better defense. He had one tough day last week. So I'm not even that down on Turner, like, overall so far this season. I've been okay with it. But, man, Lindor just, there's like a, there's a charge he puts into the baseball. He's got five home runs already. Turner's got one. Like that, he won them the game last night. How often does Trey just win games for the Phillies?
Yeah, I understand why you're upset, Joe. And I'm, you know, I think it's my job to help you feel better.
Okay.
I'm going to try.
Well, I don't know if you can.
Well, I'm going to try. The Mets really didn't get rolling until after the series.
Yeah.
Overseas. So I know that probably doesn't make you feel any better, but hopefully this team turns the corner soon. It's starting to get warm outside, not using the weather as an excuse. I'm just trying to make Phillies fans feel better.
I know.
As Kyle looks at me crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't feel good coming in here every day trying to console angry Phillies fans with some optimism
and
logic.
You don't have to. You don't have to do that.
Delusion, we call it.
No, it's called optimism and logic. No, I know y'all don't want to hear that today, but that's what I'm here for.
Logic.
And at some point, yeah, logic. Because sometimes y'all, you know,
especially Kyle.
Then he started playing those old cuts and stuff.
That holds.
You know.
This happens every day.
Because he's thoroughly, like, I see the pain in his face when he comes in. He came in here today and he was mad at me about something I did yesterday. Yeah. We don't usually do that.
We'll get to that, by the way.
So it's like, I get that. And yesterday, you would think that this series was equally as important as the Dodgers series. It didn't. I mean, to be honest, it didn't feel like they felt it was that way.
And it's more important. I mean, let's just be real. Yeah. It's a division,
especially
series.
When you talk about what's going on in the West and the teams that are balling out there, and you know what we got going over here. But I feel like this team is still Topper still believes in them, and they're going to turn the corner soon.
Well, they might. I mean, they're not a bad team. They're not playing great baseball. It's been going on since the Rocky series ended. And you might be right that they'll turn a corner and play better at some point. And I think actually you will be right on that. Doesn't change that I'm jealous that Lindor's better than Turner.
No,
I mean,
man.
I don't even tell you. I'm jealous of it. He's better. He's better defensively. He's a better offensive player. It frustrates me. And that's even with Turner playing better so far this year than he did defensively last year. 215-592-9494. All right, what's frustrating the most with the Phillies right now? They are certainly struggling in the bullpen. And the offense, you know, they've had some good moments. They're getting on base more. But you mentioned that situational hitting, Hugh. They had opportunities. It wasn't like they could do nothing the first five or six innings. They had some guys on because McGill walked four guys. So there was some traffic, but they couldn't do anything.
Yeah, they couldn't get it. They couldn't close it out, man. And that's the one thing that stands out to me. You know, we talk about the pitching and all that other stuff, but a lot of times the games that I've seen, it's the hitting.
Yeah.
In clutch situations where you have guys stranded, you strand guys on base that you don't hit anybody in. That's a problem.
Well, and it's just frustrating because that's how you. I mean, unless you're hitting a bunch of home runs, that's how you score.
That's how you win. Yeah, especially when you talk about the shift in your mindset as far as taking more pitches because you know that was what sent you home early or earlier than you wanted to go last year.
Look, I know these things tend to even out over a full season, but they have struggled with runners in scoring position this year. There's no question. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff.
I'm mostly frustrated with the bullpen. You know, that was Aaron Nola's best performance so far this year, I think, even though he gave up two solos. You have to take advantage of that. And even though their lack of situational hitting has been suspect, at best this year, it's the bullpen that's coughing up some of these games.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Yeah, and Jeff, on that point, you know, I think Topper said it Sunday that although they have blown six saves, Sunday was the first time they lost one of those games, right? They had found a way, like opening day, right? They blew the game opening day, yeah. But they hadn't really lost because of the bullpen in terms of having a lead and blowing it. What you're saying and what last night was, that's actually, to me, more frustrating. When a game is close, yeah. Right, it's 2-0, and then you wake up and it's 5-0, because most of the time, if you go from 2-0 to 5-0, it's over.
Yeah, the whole blown save statistic is kind of weird anyway,
yeah.
Because you could be past like the sixth or seventh inning with a 3-run lead, and a reliever comes in and gives up that lead. I mean, that's not really a save situation to me.
Right.
But they consider that a blown save. So as far as the numbers of that, it doesn't really bother me too much. But I think Kyle was asking me what I thought was easier to fix. And obviously the bullpen to me is easier to fix because you can bring a guy, you can specialize what you need more when a team, you know, another team wants to sell. You can pick and choose a little bit better than you can as far as the hitters, because the Phillies are not in a position to me to rent a position player for the rest of the year when it comes to the trade deadline. They're financially already, you know, pretty deep. So trying to get a big bat, I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, not unless Middleton wants to go to a level they've never gone to with the payroll and go even higher, or they can get someone to pay it down. I mean, they could, but you're right, it's harder. The bullpen, it's easier to fix a bullpen on the fly rather than acquire two real bats. Yeah.
Or, better yet, the guys that we have that we're paying can actually start doing some damage.
Well, that'd be nice. That'd be wonderful.
I agree with you. Lindor is an awesome player, man. I love watching that guy play, and I kind of wish he was on our team.
Yeah, I'm jealous. Like, he's good, yeah. and he seems to be really clutch. And Jeff, we preached the phone call. And look, I haven't crushed Turner much this year, but it's just a juxtaposition, like watching one guy hit all these clutch home runs, and then Turner gets up after the Stott home run, and it's like, the at-bat's kind of feeble.
Yeah. No, I mean, I get that. But hopefully, you know, these guys get comfortable in their new roles or their new mindset and take off real soon. Because, I mean, it's getting close to that time where, you know, you want to start to separate yourself or at least be who you are. Because what's this, 18 games so far?
I think it's more than that. What's the Phillies record, 13-10?
Well, yeah, that's 23.
We could do math. Yeah, we're good at
a little
math.
Bit.
23 games.
Yeah, but I was off by a couple of games. But, you know, we're getting close. So we're getting around that time where you figure out who you are. Because they say after, what, 20, 25 games or something like that?
Yeah, it kind of feels like we know who the Phillies are.
It kind of feels like that.
Yeah, the bullpen's not good. The starting pitching overall should be quite good. Nola's in a terrible rut to start the season. And the offense is totally hit or miss. And it feels like the first four or five guys is the only way they could generate offense. Or I should say, I'd say the first four or five guys. Yeah. Stott, Turner, Harper, Schwarber, Castellanos. You get beyond those guys. Again, last night, Kepler hitting .233. Real Muto, .232. Boehm, .198. Again, I'll say it again. I don't care he has an eight-game hitting streak. He's hitting .198. None of that's power. And then, if you want to tell me Rojas is hitting .324.
I'm just saying it's a number.
No one cares.
I mean, I obviously.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Let's go to Sean in Downingtown. What's up, Sean?
Listen, I don't even know where to start with this team. My biggest issue is Dave Dombrowski. I know he's a Hall of Fame trajectory GM and everything like that, but if you look at the Phillies, we know who they are, right? We saw that the last two postseasons they took a step back, and he had an opportunity to maybe mix things up this offseason. And you look at a guy like Turner, you look at a guy, you know, not tradable, but Boehm, they had a chance to trade him. These guys just don't have good discipline at bats, right? They're free swingers, so they're going to go through these stretches where they struggle. But Dave didn't make that move. And then the bullpen, 2 years in a row, it was a problem in the playoffs, right? They don't have a closer on this team. There's no closer in this bullpen. And I'm frustrated because you let Hoffman go. And he replaced him with Jordan Romano. And that was the wrong move. And they did it for financial reasons. I just feel like Dombrowski is starting to get some heat, but I feel like he's not getting enough heat.
I think, Sean, I think you're right. I mean, I've even heard some people say it's not Dombrowski's fault because Middleton kind of cut off the spending. Well, then you got to spend wiser. I mean, like, if you have a $300 million budget and this is the best bullpen you can come up with, I point back to you more than the owner. I mean, could they have spent more? They could have. Should they have brought back Hoffman? I agree with you, Sean. But if not Hoffman, you got to give me something better than Romano because this guy can't cut it right now.
I agree. And they're going to have a problem. I mean, they need to. I don't know, maybe Ranger goes to the bullpen, but then his health is a question mark. If he stays healthy, that's a big question mark. So I don't know, maybe they have some options internally pitching-wise, but they're going to need to acquire some type of a reliever that's better than, you know, they need another guy out there. And as far as the hitting is concerned, I'm not pointing fingers at the manager. I don't think it's the manager's fault. I really think the players are who they are. And honestly, they just might need to shake things up moving forward if they're going to because they keep going backwards and something has to change. I don't know what's going to change.
Sean, I don't either. But you're right. They do have to shake it up. And they thought about it in this offseason. Sean, we appreciate the phone call and they didn't do it. 215-592-9494. Can I have a little PSA I want to throw out there?
What you got, man?
I think we need to be okay saying someone isn't as good as they used to be. Like, he started his call with, like, I know Dombrowski might be a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean he didn't stink this offseason. But we do this all the time with players. Like, Aaron, no one cares. Like, you think any Jets fans care that Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame? He stunk for them.
Nah.
Like, what do I care that Dave Dombrowski was great 10 years ago? If he's not making good moves now, that's all that matters to me now.
He's washed.
I mean.
Damn. Just like that.
Well, he could be. He could be washed. You see the offseason they just had? Romano and Kepler?
I thought it was telling. I'm not going to lie. I thought it was kind of telling that in the offseason, especially coming off of all the bravado that the owner had, when you're talking about spending money and, you know, money is not a thing, like throwing it around like Jermaine Dupri in a rap video or whatever, for him not to stand pat the way that he did and run it back, that's telling. But it also was one of those things where, as a player, if I was hearing that happen, you know that you can't go into the season the same way. And to some of those guys' credits, they're trying to change it. but it's just for a lot of the fans right now, it's eerily similar to last year.
Well, and that game last night thing. Felt like one of those playoff games last year.
That's the thing, man. It's eerily similar to what it was last year. And that's the thing that we just can't – it's like that bad taste you can't get out your mouth. It's because you keep seeing the same things over and over again, and you want to believe it's different, but you can't because you see it, and you don't want to be a fool.
It was deja vu. Last night felt like deja – it felt like I was in October all over again. 215-592-9494. All right, before we go any further here, Hugh, we got a prize to give away.
Don't be mad, Kyle, because I'd be knocking these clues out the park.
Well, I'd be giving these good guesses.
The first after the first guess.
Did you see the results on the poll yesterday? Do you give good clues?
No, man, you think I'm worried about what them folks say about me?
When it goes in your favor.
Well, that's when I use it to my advantage. But when it doesn't, I'm like, you just don't hear me.
Well, here's what we have before we get to the whatever first clue is today. We have a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Get the highest level of performance out of your car with 94 octane. Now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations in Philadelphia. All right, let's play a little game called Hugh's Clues.
Have you seen my dog, Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Hughes Clues, come on in, Hughes Clues, it's Hughes Clues and you.
Hey, in honor of what happened yesterday, I think we're going to keep that trend going. You know, giving out these great clues and giving people a chance. Well, how much is it, Joe? You moving it up again today?
Well, yeah, because on my paper it says a $94 gas card, but I don't like that. $100 just sounds cooler.
Look at Joe giving them six extra dollars
worth of
gas.
He's been doing that a lot.
Yeah.
Costing them a lot of money.
That's right.
So this is the first clue. Now listen up, people. This one is a popular snack. Popular snack.
There's a lot of popular snacks. Well, we'll find
it all
out.
Depends.
Well, no, there's a lot. I mean, lots of people eat snacks all the time.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what the first person guessed.
I agree. Well, yesterday the first guess was it. So we'll see if we get there today. 215-592-9494. A popular snack, says Hugh Douglas today.
I think somebody might get this one out the gate. I feel confident in this.
What, you trying to talk this into existence?
That's what I do.
Well, you know what's going to happen. If this happens, then you're going to get in your head that you have to get tougher with your clues. It's like the cycle here of Hugh's clues.
Yeah, after this one, I give away two. But after that, then we got tightened down again. We got clamped down.
Yeah, well, we did that last week, and no one guessed it till 145. And you were in trouble that day. All right, let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today?
What's up, Will?
All right. Hey, Hugh, that's a real good clue, man. I might get this one.
Mm-hmm. I don't believe you. Will being funny.
No. But, Will, man, listen. Like I keep saying, I know y'all tired of hearing me say this, but everything y'all saying is just like y'all was saying about the Eagles, right? Now, this is my comparison. I give a different comparison every day. Now, what they struggling with is getting uncomfortable from being the team that they used to be. Now, this is a new season. It's a new era. Now we got to try something different, and you need to get comfortable with this. And that's the small ball. Whether you're down or you're up, stick to the script. Just like with the Eagles, right? They incorporated the one. They went back to smash mouth football. They stuck with it. And guess what? It won them a Super Bowl. That's what we got to stick with. We got to stick with knowing that the only way we're going to win and go to the World Series and win it this year is small ball, knowing that this is a we team, not a me team this season. We don't need the big hits. We saw the times that we've been winning is because everybody was hitting, getting on base, making sacrifices, and bringing people home. So we got to keep that same mentality. And guess what? You know why everybody stacked up and got all these high-priced players and all that? Because they remember how y'all was last season. Y'all was the team to beat. And guess what? Y'all still the team to beat. So get that in your mind. They did all this because of you guys. They fear you. And these Mets, you treat them like the Dodgers. Like I said about them Dodgers. They were the first team that, like I said, they was a great team until they met us. And we started that losing streak for them. So guess what? We're going to do it with these Mets, man. We're going to knock these Mets around these next two games and start making a statement. Now, when we start winning, we want to keep winning. Just keep that same mentality. Small ball, everybody got to hit. Let's work together. This is a team effort this season, man.
You know, I'm at the point now where I think I'd rather Will managing the team than Topper. I need these kind of messages after the game or before the game. At least there's some juice here to Will in the Northeast, not making excuses with the weather like Hugh and Topper over here. Company guys.
Listen, I keep telling you, put me in that. I'm a motivational dude, man. I'm going to tell these dudes what they need to hear and what they should hear. Mm-hmm. I ain't going to sugarcoat none of this. Listen, you playing bad. Step your game up.
Wake up. Wake up. All right. Chris, what do you got for us? Excuse me, Will. What do you got for us for your guess for Hugh's Clues?
I did all that at the booth. But all right. I would say Snickers.
Snickers is a very popular snack. Well, that's not it, though. All right. Well, guess what? The first guess said it didn't get it, so you were wrong.
I was wrong, but that was a good guess.
Snickers is a very good guess. You a Snickers guy?
I used to be.
You're out on Snickers?
Nah, I'm kind of out on.
Are you out on candy or out on Snickers?
Well, you know, it's these veneers. You know, they pull these veneers. I ain't trying to go to the dentist,
yeah, but
man.
You have a dentist appointment anyway.
I probably will. I go to the dentist a lot, but no. Nah.
I'm not really a Snickers guy either.
No, it's like now when you see food, like certain food, like if it's real sticky.
Kyle, you're not much of a sweets guy, it seems like.
Or do not you like necessarily. Yeah, I don't think I like nuts in my chocolate.
Oh, you're anti nuts and chocolate.
No, I don't. I was.
You said you. Oh, you said you don't.
I said
like
I don't
nuts.
Like nuts.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
I'm out on nuts.
Out on nuts and brownies too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
I would eat nuts just by themselves.
Just straight nuts. Yeah.
Can you pull it together over there?
No, we've lost
what
him.
Are you talking
We're
about?
Trying to have an adult conversation about nuts and brownies.
Hey, nobody's seen me laughing.
We're on YouTube.
They can't see me. Max, you better not have me on YouTube.
You know what happened yesterday? The YouTube audience caught Hugh yawning during the open. You yawning.
Oh,
Can I do it? They probably caught me again today.
Again? You know, we start at 10 a.m., not 6 a.m. No. This isn't that hard. Wake
I yawn, and after I yawn, I'm like, damn, did they catch me today? But I guess now we're going to find out at the end of the show, because if they saw it, then I yawn.
Yeah, they're going to get you for that. All right, 215-592-9494. A lot going on here on the show today. Devin's going to join us coming up at noon today, Talks of Phillies. We'll get to a daily mock at 1 o'clock, just a few left before the NFL draft on Thursday. We got to check in with a big name in sports who had an issue last night, live on television. And, of course, don't forget, we're going to be honoring Brandon Graham, his legendary career, all day on air, and the celebration continues that evening with BG Live. This is all going down on May 5th. Some will call that Cinco de Mayo. Some challenge that, but it is Cinco de Mayo. May 5th, BG Live at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Special live event will feature Brandon on stage with Joe DiCamera as BG shares unforgettable stories and never-before-heard behind-the-scenes moments. Tickets available now at 94WIP.com. All right, so get your tickets to BG Live here. Your guest is coming up for Hugh's Clues. We'll keep taking your phone calls on the Phillies. What's frustrating the most? You got the offense, which did nothing against McGill for 5 1/3. Finally woke up in the ninth, but it was too little too late. Bad at-bats by Turner and Harper to end the game. The Nola situation. I mean, the guy's ERA 6.5. We're almost done with April here. And, of course, the bullpen, which every night continues to make a mess of the team. Plus, on the other side, we'll get into the draft. I have a big draft question for everyone out there. I'm very interested to see where people come down on this. I feel like this might be almost an Eagles fan test, considering the past and what we want in the future here. 215-592-9494. There is a player on my mind for the Eagles in this NFL draft. I'm curious where everyone would come down if this happened. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.